Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's down to the final two. Former President Donald Trump and his one-time U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley battling it out in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester.
So this race has changed dramatically within the last 24 hours, and so has former President Donald Trump's tone toward Ron DeSantis. Now, Trump is expected back here in New Hampshire tonight. And on top of Ron DeSantis' endorsement, he was also endorsed by Senator Tim Scott. That's actually Tim Scott from South Carolina, who Nikki Haley appointed to that role. Meantime, Nikki Haley also picking up an endorsement by former presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Donald Trump could testify today in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments, branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar who faked a sexual attack back in the mid-90s. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today, marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. President Biden convening his reproductive health care task force. This is ABC News. Another cancer diagnosis for a member of the British royal family.
The Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, is being diagnosed with skin cancer just 6 months after being treated for breast cancer. The 64-year-old was diagnosed with malignant melanoma, the most serious type of skin cancer. The Duchess had a number of moles removed and tested while undergoing breast reconstruction surgery last year. One of the moles came back as malignant.
ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk. A spokesperson says the Duchess is distressed but in good spirits. And history on the college basketball court with Stanford's women's basketball team beating Oregon State.
An even bigger one for Tara Vanderveer in the history of the game with win 1203. Tara Vanderveer surpasses legendary coach Mike Krzyzewski to become the all-time winningest in NCAA basketball.
That's the call on Pac-12 Network. Vanderveer already the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill is a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is not likely to sign it. Parents could pull their kids out of discussions over gender identity or racism in school under a Republican bill that passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. Democrats like Representative Melissa Ratcliffe say there's more to it than that.
This bill will inflict psychological harm on LGBTQ students and is another salvo in a culture war that tries to turn fear and misunderstanding into political talking points.
Republicans say they're looking out for parents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
New to WCQM, joining us Monday through Friday from 2 to 7, it's Gray Gunderson.
Here on 98Q Country, your home of today's favorites and yesterday's classics, and of me. I'm Gray Gunderson, here to take you through the top of the 7 o'clock hour today. I'll be with you all the way through. No annoying basketball game scheduled in the middle of my shift. No, I love when the Bucks play here live on 98Q Country. One of my favorite things to broadcast.
Be sure to tune in.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at the Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country. Country.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Those storm clouds gathering around. Streets never sleep when the
98QCountry.com.
Your Monday going. Hope it was a good weekend for you. The 22nd day of January. Of course, that Saturday night game put a little bit of a blemish on the weekend. What a good game that was. I don't think I wasn't expecting it to be that good, that close, but the only variable that I thought about that game that may tilt it toward an even game was I wasn't sure that Purdy was going to shine in the limelight, and He did not have a great game. The Packers had a chance. That's all you can ask for. Weren't able to make the plays in that final drive, and they lost, if you missed it, 24-21 to the 49ers. We've got some milder weather ahead for you. We're going to get to almost 30. Well, they're telling us 27, but we're always optimistic here in the morning show. There will be some low clouds. That'll pretty much be the story all week long. It's going to be mild, but it's going to be overcast with a lot of low clouds, and we're hoping any sunshine we get over the next 2 or 3 days will be a bonus. Temperatures close to 30 today, tomorrow, mid, maybe upper 30s for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Good news is we have some precipitation coming Wednesday night, Thursday. The bad news is it's going to be so mild that I don't know how much of it's going to hang around, and some of it might come in the form of some rain showers also, although they've called that off just a little bit. But it looks like our high temperatures will continue to be in the 30s
for the foreseeable future. I'm looking at the forecast all the way through like February 4th, almost 2 weeks out. And every single day, with the exception of today, it's above 30 for the high temperature. Crazy winter. Crazy winter. No, not enough snow for the snowmobile trails. And nothing in the forecast. It's going to change that right now anyway. We are computing as we speak. The winner of our Packer Pick'em contest. We'll announce that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Twice an hour, we'll get you some news and sports. Let's do that right now. ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's down to the final two. Former President Donald Trump and his one-time U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley battling it out in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester.
So this race has changed dramatically within the last 24 hours, and so has former President Donald Trump's tone toward Ron DeSantis. Now, Trump is expected back here in New Hampshire tonight. And on top of Ron DeSantis' endorsement, he was also endorsed by Senator Tim Scott. That's actually Tim Scott from South Carolina, who Nikki Haley appointed to that role. Meantime, Nikki Haley also picking up an endorsement by former presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Donald Trump could testify today in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments, branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar who faked a sexual attack back in the mid-90s. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today, marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. President Biden convening his reproductive health care task force. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winter.
If you add jobs and pay people, they'll consume more, and consumption drives the U.S. economy. So that feed loop, positive feedback loop keeps circling on itself. We're going to continue to see economic gains and workforce gains.
Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate in Wisconsin is a near-record low 3.3%. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Big Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee and Detroit again at Little Caesars Arena, part of a doubleheader. The Bucks won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. College basketball, after losing one on the road to Penn State, the Badgers picked up a win at home at the Kohl Center over Indiana, 91-79. Wisconsin, now ranked 11th in the nation, heads to Minnesota in a game against the Gophers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers with exit meetings with their coaches after losing to the 49ers, 24-21. Matt LaFleur.
Well, I think anytime there's a finality to the season, it's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time. But I was proud of the effort of our guys, our ability to weather some real adversity throughout the course of the season and stick together. And I told the guys, you know, I think part of the reason it stings so bad right now is we fully believed and fully expected to win this game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best of the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened? I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Q Country.
I heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like. Money talks, but I ain't buying. There's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger, wall checking it's a
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Before 7, if you got to be to work at 7, you got 17 minutes. Let's get her moving here. We've got temperatures approaching 30 for the next foreseeable future. Right into February, temperatures are going to be close to 30 and even some mid-upper 30s in a stretch in a few days here. Crazy, crazy winter weather. The Packers are out. They lose to San Francisco. Heartbreaker for the Bills. I felt the pain of the Bills last night. I think the Bills and the Vikings are pretty much the same organization, aren't they? Both have been to four Super Bowls. Both just can't seem to get her done when it comes down to the end for whatever reason. And the Bills lost to the Chiefs. 6 years now, Patrick Mahomes has been playing, and he's been in the AFC Championship every single year. And he did some decent things last night, but it was a lot more than him. Was the reason why the Chiefs won that game. Some entertaining game. Boy, those last two, the San Francisco game was good. And the Detroit game was good. There were some good games over the weekend. And just body parts strewn all over the field. It was just an ugly mess of, it was just the injuries. Goodness gracious. And they don't call penalties anymore in the playoffs, do they? People are leading with their heads and throwing people out of bounds. And refs are just like, well, we're not going to decide this game. We don't want to feel the wrath of the fans. So they just let them go. It's like, just put three ropes around the whole field and just let it be a WWE match, because that's kind of what it's getting to be in the playoffs. It's crazy. We have all the news and sports, including some local stuff from the weekend. We'll get to that at 7 o'clock this morning.
Save big money on your next painting project with help from Menards. Do you have a painting project that requires crisp, clean lines. Look no further than Frog Tape. Their premium-grade painter's tape includes paint block technology that seals edges for sharp paint lines. Get your paint project started today, quickly and cleanly, with Frog Tape. A roll of 2-inch Frog Tape is on sale for just $7.49. Hurry in. Prices go through January 21st.
Save big money at Menards.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, it's Carolina, tell California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am.
Paradise, but ain't got much memory of the sea.
scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault.
Sports to come in just a little bit. We'll announce the winner of our Packer Pick'em contest in the 7 o'clock hour. Some words of wisdom for this Monday, the 22nd day of January. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Every mom and dad has been offered parenting platitudes. Those are bits of parenting advice that, though well-meaning, are usually too simplistic to be of any real value. Like this one. Someone will say, "The parenting years go by fast. Enjoy every minute of it." That's certainly a happy thought, but is it realistic? What about truly painful moments where the only good thing is that they don't last forever? Here's another platitude. The best parenting tools are love and laughter. This one is mostly true, but it's incomplete. My wife and I had made sure our home was filled with plenty of love and laughter, but we also believed in boundaries and discipline as well. Children need lots of love and hugs, but they also need a moral compass. My point about platitudes is that raising children is a complex endeavor. You can't reduce effective parenting into witty phrases and step-by-step formulas. It's an art as much as it is a science, requiring wisdom, flexibility, and most of all, humility. Parenting is a journey into the unknown, and the unknown is rarely easy. Raising children will stretch you in ways you can never anticipate, sometimes beyond what you feel you can bear. There will be mountaintops to enjoy and valleys to endure. But in the end, parenting is an adventure that will be well worth every challenge you face. And that's not just a parenting platitude. It's actually true. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of
of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this wintertime.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Buying a home can be one of the most exciting experiences in your life with the help of a trusted RE/MAX New Horizons Realty professional to guide you. See your local RE/MAX agent in Phillips today so you can move into your new home tomorrow. RE/MAX New Horizons Realty. Wes and Jody Delasky, they are proud Logger United sponsors.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city light. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. It's a 2-8.